Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation. I am your host, Rashawn McDonald. I tell people every week, I don't know if people listen or not, but I'm going to keep talking. Stop reading other people's success stories. And you know what I say after that. Start writing your own. That's right. I'm talking to you. Talking to you, too. When you're sitting next to them or anybody in the back. Because I'm tired of people talking about always leading with your gifts. Don't lead with them. Talking about they got passions that they want to live, but don't do anything with their passions. Because you know why? They let their age stop them. They let their friends stop them. They let family members or coworkers stop them from planning and living their dreams. Interviews I bring on Money Making Conversations, they can be for you, they can be for business owners, they can be for consumers, because I want to bring celebrities on, and I do, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers, so they can share you their story. And from their story, you can get the secrets of success that you can use for your own dreams. My guests today are Brandon Puncher Williams. Had him on, but he got a sidekick on today. Last time I had him on, he was by himself. You know, but he gonna bring on Ebony Blandon. Puncher is the owner of Puncher's Late Night Fry Trap. If you got video, if you're watching no TV, you can see he's promoting it right on his chest. He's a man that I love. I love a person that understands the value of promotion. And Ebony, she's a talented writer and director who's recently featured in Variety as one of Black Magic's future feature film director. While working at the Fry Trap, she handles the front office and behind the scenes and she's creating content ideas and, as they say, building community relations. They're on the show to talk about their new movie project, Jordan, and Poncho's Late Night Fry. I got the menus right here. Yeah, I got the menus here. We're going to talk about some of this food because you know I love. I'll be liking you on Instagram and everything, so I'll be giving you love there. The Fry Trap, their pride in themselves in preserving the history and the culture of serving a piece of Magic City in the form of fries. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation, Brandon Puncher Williams, and for the first time, I'm going to call a director, producer, you know, Black Magic, Black Girl Magic, Ebony Blandon.
Indeed. I love it, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sean.
Well, Puncher, we've been talking, man, and when you first came on the air, you know, you was the early stages, you know, of the business launch, but you were like, man, this is for real. I love it because, you know, you started something, it was jumping off, but you didn't trust whether any longevity was there. So tell people about that early stage so we can talk about what you, because then you had to ride through the pandemic. And now we're on the show talking about, you got Ebony sitting next to you. So talk about those early days of just having an idea and not really wanting to step out there full time with that idea.
Well, the first initial start was a proof of concept. Does this idea really work? Does it really serve an audience, the audience that we want to serve? And again, in testing it out from our own, we did see that it did work, but then came the pandemic. So does this work within the pandemic, within this dire situation, and actually still sustain us? And we found out that indeed it did. It's kind of wild because now we have to close the trap, Rush. It's crazy, but not in a bad way. We're actually moving, and we're moving into another phase that allows us to expand our menu more, expand our culture and our experience for our customers more. And that indeed is the next testament to whether Puncho's is a true institution of Atlanta.
Well, it is a true institution, you know, and the reason you win, because first time I interviewed you was by yourself, you was hustling. And now you have a person who shares your vision, Ebony, she's sitting right next to you. And Ebony, talk about coming into Brandon's life and what do you see your vision of the company growing?
Let me add, Ebony's been here from the jump. She wasn't with me on the last interview. She was probably doing some filmmaking stuff. But she's co-founder and co-owner.
Excuse me, Ebony. See, they didn't put that in the little bio they sent over here. They just said you were just a front office and everything. They didn't say an originator, you know, a true instigator, a true visionary. See, tell them next time, whoever doing the bio, Ebony, you need to look at the bio before it go out. Okay, so you can get your just reward because he know I do my homework now. Okay,
So I do my homework, but this is, I'm just messing with him. This is all good. But still, behind anybody, I got six sisters, I got a wife, I got Samantha, she's the executive producer. I'm just saying all these females make me better. So I'm not shocked, Ebony, that you sitting there, you know, holding it down, but you need to get on the bio, okay?
No, thank you for having us. I think that early on with Punchos and when Puncho came up with the idea, because it did come from his, it's his namesake, so it came from his brain, but we both love to eat, and we like to eat a particular type of way. We're foodies, if you will, so we eat a lot of local things in Atlanta and go to spots that perhaps people wouldn't venture to, but we don't necessarily mind traveling a good distance for some great food. And with that being said, we're both artists, both filmmakers, and we were in between gigs, and anyone who works in the art industry or the film industry, they know that unless you're working for like a big studio, and even then, you're always kind of chasing jobs.
Right.
And Puncho is an entrepreneur. He was that when I first met him, and he's done other things. And I think for him, and what I'm so fortunate for in regards to my life as a filmmaker, but also his partner, is for someone to introduce a different way to be an entrepreneur to you. And so Brandon early on, AKA Puncho, really understood that for us to be where we wanted to be in life and for us to really be able to make the stories that we want to make, because we make stories that have Black people front and center, mm-hmm. then it was going to look like for us having to have our own pocketbook, so to speak, yes. be able to finance our own things.
Yes.
And it doesn't look like chasing jobs. It looks like making your own jobs.
Right.
And so Puncho's Late Night Fry Trap has really been able to do that for both of us, allowing us to not only manifest, I guess, like the physical culture part of being from Atlanta and wanting to have an institution here. Because we're both natives, but also from the art perspective, putting us in position where we don't have to compromise our values. We don't have to compromise the world that we're creating on screen. Because Puncho's allows us to humbly, but it allows us to be able to really put some backing behind our projects and be able to really support ourselves.
Oh, indeed.
Well, you know, she said a lot, okay? She's articulating. the artistic side of it, but the base of it is Puncho's Late Night Fry Trap.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. She said it early on, foodies. And I'm going to ask you, because I call myself a foodie, and I'm going to tell you something. If anybody watched me eat, they go, dude, I don't know why you're not four times bigger than what you are. Because that's what a foodie, that's my testament of food. I go in, dude. I sample stuff. I love variety. I don't run from any type of new idea and new stuff. Now, the blessing of our relationship is that French fries, boy, I love me some good French fries. Now, I'm going to tell you just a little history of me. Like all Black people, you know, back in the day, McDonald's was my number one fry, okay? Love me, couldn't go wrong with a McDonald's. They tried to copy Burger King, tried to copy everybody. And then I fell into Five Guys because, you know, you go in there for a medium, they give you an extra large. Anybody who buys a large fry from Five Guys is crazy because you get the medium, they're going to give you a large, all right? And then Samantha, my executive producer, she know I love fries. She said, have you tried Puncho Late Night Fry Trap? I said, what's that? She said, you need to try that. They good. So that's how I came into your world through my executive producer. So that word of mouth plays a big role into what you're doing. Talk about, like you said, man, you're not like me as a baker. I didn't go to a culinary school. You're not a degreed chef. So you just took an idea. Talk about that idea, because that's what we always talk about on this show, is that people have all these great ideas and they're afraid to pursue them. People knock them down saying, that ain't you. You don't have time for that. But here you are, took an idea. Like Ebony said, it was your idea. But you guys have grown into a business that's now being transferred to a new location, but still able to live your other fantasy or other dream, I should say, not fantasy, because it's happening. Fantasies are not reality. The things you're doing in the filmmaking business are dreams that are reality. Talk about that whole pushing past the doubters.
Pushing past, man. That was so much rush because I feel it internally, cellularly. And just being that Punchos was an idea that we know people love fries.
Yes.
But how does this connect to the true energy? And I need to retract to where I base my thoughts in. It is in the energy, and it's not necessarily in my skill and as a fry maker, although I do take a lot of focus on making this fry like the best one ever, like comparable to the McDonald's fry. So there's intention behind just knowing that the name connects to the need. Being Punchos is an Atlanta brand. We need late night food. Everyone loves fries. So I know these things connect.
Yes.
And the idea of the energy being that this box of fries can be a key to many other doors. It's not just a box of fries. This box of fries open the door to money-making conversations,
yes,
to Pratt Pullman District, mm-hmm, to Pittsburgh Yards, to Atlanta United, to the Hawks, to the Falcons. So it's more than fries. And the idea behind it is knowing that all these things are naturally intertwined in your idea, and that once you give it out into the universe, these things will naturally be attracted to it. So that's truly what the intention behind and the power behind that first initial idea and launching it the way that you see it, although you do need some insight and a lay of the land to understand where you're going. Mm-hmm. But once you do that, you go for it and you trust what you feel and what the universe gave you.
Well, you know, one thing about Black people, man, you know, you give them a lot of anything, man, they in love. You know, you give them a lot of rice, you know, woo, they gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? You give them a lot of fries, brother. You put something on top of the fries, boy, you got, come on now, you know they coming back up in that joint. Because they want more for their dollar. And that's your brand. The brand that you're doing at Poncho's Late Night Fry Trap, you get value, good food, dollar value, and you get a lot to take home. Because I don't know any Black person that doesn't get excited when they go in the restaurant and they go, can I have my doggy bag? Because they want to take stuff home. You know, because money means something to us. Now, when I say that, you know, people always say money means something to everybody. Nah, Black people, money means something to us, man. Because it's so hard to get it, and sometimes we can't even save it. So when we have to spend it, it has to go a little bit further than the normal everyday dollar. And so when you see that, when you hear me talking like that, Ebony, and you know, you enter the community, what are they saying about Poncho's Late Night Fry Trap?
I think in particular, because we're based in Atlanta, and for folks who know, like, you'll hear people talk about old Atlanta versus new Atlanta. Uh-huh. From old Atlanta, so to speak. And with that being said, there's a lot of gentrification that has happened in the city.
Yes.
And I think people's first thing when they see us, two Black folks of our age doing what we're doing, I think they're proud. I think that's the first energy that I kind of receive from people, is how mm-hmm. proud they are that we're doing this in a city that is our home, and how we're really just like leaning into being an institution. We tell people early on that, like, if you know about the Varsity, if you know about JR Crickets, if you know about Pascal,
yes,
we want to play in that same pun, and people receive that energy, I think, because we set the tone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something for anyone who's like doing a business. You have to really lean into what you're saying you're doing and mean what you say that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you say that you're doing fries for the culture,
right,
then what does the culture mean? So the culture for us looks like we are very involved in our community. It looks like we know the kids that walk up and down the street. It looks like they can call out Puncho's name and he responds.
Right.
And, you know, they actually have a homie, if you will, to
a
really
talk
to on mm-hmm. a big brother level. So it's more than fries. And you say that all the time, but it really is more than fries.
Well, I hear you smiling. Come on, get it out, Brandon. But come on now.
Oh,
tell your
just
side.
A point about, I just have to salute some of the young guys who do come, and they patronize, but they also help, right? Mm-hmm. They will be some of the hands that people will see over at Pratt Pullman, who might be unfamiliar faces, but they will be making some delicious fries and providing some awesome service that just is true to Atlanta. That's what I love about it. And again, we're in the middle of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Atlanta. So these young guys are not your normal young guys. These are
right.
They're involved in a lot of things that they shouldn't be, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it's not because they want. It's not because they're horrible people. It's because they don't have a whole lot of options. So, or examples, and that's what I am right now. That's what I hope to be, and that's what I see them respond to me as a positive example, mm-hmm. To show that you can do what you want to do
mm-hmm.
without all the other stuff.
You know, the beauty of us talking and being me interviewing, and I always thank you for coming on my show. I consider you a special brand, an entity, you know. And Pancho's, I wanted to be like Varsity. I wanted to be like Pascal's. I wanted to be like, you know, Slutty Vegan, you know, into the brands that people kind of know off the top of their head and also can rattle off the menu, like, you know, the Magic City, you know, Gang Gang, you know, the Bluff, Old Atlanta, 96 Olympics, you know, Seafood Shawty, you know, seafood wild caught shrimp and crab sauteed with fresh garlic and herbs over garden fries. See what I'm saying, man? I'm telling you something, Pancho. You know, when you can just read it and it sounds edible, it sounds like you mad because you can't get over there to the fry trap and get it. That's some good writing, baby. Who wrote that? Was that you, Ebony? Was that you, Ebony?
No, like, okay, so Pancho is he's a marketing genius, to be honest with you. He studies a lot about colors and mood. And, you know, I will say that I'm a good copy editor. So if it's anything that he writes, I definitely will give it a second glance. But you see two geniuses. I'll say that.
There you go.
I won't take the humility
out of it. Okay. See, I'm telling you something, Ebony. You got to promote. Like I always tell people, you know, and I would tell people, see, in the era we live, I call it the Muhammad Ali era, because social media allows you to shout and say you're great. And say you, see, when she said two geniuses, see, Pancho, I didn't run from that, because that's what she's supposed to do. She's supposed to let everybody know that when I say, you know, when I say that Magic City fried, 8-ounce fried salmon, you know, I say salmon, people are salmon. You say salmon, if you're black, you say salmon. And shrimp tossed in our very own honey garlic sauce over garlic and chives fried, topped with sesame seed and chives with ranch drizzle. That's genius, baby. See, every time I do it, read the menu, you do something with your hands.
I think about that little sprinkle at the end and a little drizzle. I can't help but do it, right? Like, so no, thank you so much. It's just natural. That's what it is. These are the flavors that we love. These are the things that we want to eat when we go to a late night location. So it's truly very simple to us in this form of it came from a genuine place. It comes from a genuine place. So we don't have to search long and hard to find the things that connect, because we are the people we want to connect with. And that goes beyond skin color. It's regional. It's you know, it's human based. We all love fries, and I don't care who you are. Absolutely. You're going to eat one. I don't care if you just want salt on it. I got you.
There you go. Now let's flip, because I got to talk about Ebony, you know, writer, director, who was recently featured in Variety as one of Black Magic's future feature film directors. First of all, let me tell y'all about Variety. See, Variety is not a, I'm not going to, Variety is like you have a Hollywood Reporter and you have Variety in Los Angeles. Okay, I've been in Los Angeles 1992. Okay, I know when your name appear in Variety, you frame that. You put it on the wall, you call your mama, call some best friends, say, girl, I'm in Variety. Cause they put it in. I know she was sending that link out to everybody. She was texting that link out to everybody. You put it on social media, you had to, because that's one of the top entertainment magazines in the country. That when you get in Variety, that's like the front page of the New York Times. You know, you have the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, then you have the New York Times. Different levels. You know, no disrespect to AJC. Read it all the time. No disrespect to Houston Chronicle. Read it all the time. But when you tell somebody you're in the New York Times, they go, girl, what did you do? You did something really good or something bad, okay? You did something really good. So talk about the reaction to you being acknowledged like that, so people get a sense of, because I always like people, there's so many costumes that we wear as Black people, you know, because we have to do a lot of different things just to get to the end game. And then eventually you can just take off and reveal to everybody who you really are, the genius that you are. Now, you're an entrepreneurial genius and you've been recognized as a future star, as a writer, director. Talk about that by Variety Magazine. Talk about that acknowledgement.
Well, to your point, yeah, I definitely sent that article to my dad and my grandma and everybody. I'm so proud of it. And I think for anyone who does filmmaking, you know how long it takes for you to go throughout your journey to be able to get exposure and to be able to get articles. So I think for me, Rush, early on, to your point of kind of like taking off your shell, if you will, and showing people who you are. Mm-hmm. I've always leaned into telling people who I was. Mm-hmm. I'm very, before being a black girl with magic was a hashtag, I knew it was powerful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I haven't necessarily needed to wait for the culture to catch up, because I know that black women are the culture. And so I write about that in a way that I believe is very true to myself, and it seems to be relatable to other black women in particular, but women at large. And so I think for me, getting the Variety article is just the world catching up, to be honest. I've been doing this for a minute. And right. So anytime, Rush, you know, the work that we do, we know that we do it for ourselves, we do it for our communities, but we definitely expect some sort of fanfare around it. So I'm appreciative at this point in my career to be landing some bigger spots.
Right.
But, I mean, Rush, you know, it doesn't come without a bunch of smaller articles,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
It doesn't come without some of the Chitlin circuit.
Right.
And so just putting in that work and then allowing some of the bigger markets to, when they catch up to it, to amplify you is a really great feeling.
Well, first of all, to be recognized by any level. And I've learned that, you know, sometimes, you know, you're on the grind and you don't respect the recognition or the acknowledgement. That's why I'm letting you know. Just in case, you know, it's died down, you know, it ever happened. No, that's still a big deal. And it has to be recognized as a big deal. And it's led to a project that we're going to talk about for a little bit on the show, because I know I brought you on to talk about Poncho's Late Night Fry Trap. But there's the film called Jordan that's out there that you guys have produced, shot. Tell us the synopsis of the movie, and we're going to talk about the importance of you producing and writing and directing that movie.
Absolutely. Well, I'm the writer-director. Poncho is one half of the producing team. He's also the editor. And to keep it short, I guess.
No, don't keep it short, girl. Come on now. We're talking to
you. I'll give you
need hey, Brandon, you need to tell her who she's talking to. You tell your story on my show. Like she was talking to, like, this is a 5-minute interview. Girl, take your time. Get the word out.
I got you. The story is about a black girl adventure discovering a black mermaid, a mermaid who looks like the women who she looks up to. And if anyone is familiar with black folklore and some of the older stories, mermaids and merfolks have always been tied to a lot of our storytelling.
Right.
So my story centers a black girl from Georgia, go figure, who is on a fishing trip with her father. And she discovers a mermaid, and she's a mermaid enthusiast. So she takes her back home only to discover she's not what she seems. So this story involves a lot of cli-fi, which is climate fiction. We talk about the environment.
Right.
We talk about pollution and how, in particular, it affects Black and marginalized communities. Mm-hmm. And we talk about a Black father supporting his Black daughter's wildest dreams and imaginings.
Right.
For me, that's something I'm very familiar with. I'm a daddy's girl. And mm-hmm. so I used to go on fishing trips with my dad in Georgia and Alabama. And there's nothing that I thought I couldn't do, because I had my dad telling me always that mm-hmm. you can do anything.
Right.
And so this is a story that I feel, in particular, black dads and black daughters will be very happy to watch together. Because we see a lot, of course, in media where we see black fathers aren't represented. They're not there. They're not showing up. And this is a dad who loves his daughter. Like, you see it from the beginning to the end. He relishes in her playtime. He relishes in her adventure. And so when she discovers a black mermaid and brings her home, he's excited to be a part of that. And so, yeah, it stars Bessette Williams, who is a force of nature.
Right.
She's like a 14-year-old young protege, you'll see her. And then we have playing the mermaid, a beautiful actress. Her name is Artrice Johnson. And then for the father, playing the father, we have Jeff Kunje. All black cast, beautiful talent. They're truly like the next superstars that you're going to see up, I believe.
Well, good. Ebony, you said that Poncho was the producer.
Yeah.
You know, okay, they always say black people can't swim. They said black people go to the beach, they don't go in the water. You know, we just walk along the beach, you know.
Yeah.
You know, then she going to come to you, Poncho, with this idea about a little girl fascinated with a black mermaid. Okay. Walk me through the steps, man. Through the pitch. Come on.
Well, it's not even, it's so timely that it wasn't even a pitch. It didn't need to be a pitch. Mm-hmm. Once I heard the story and I know and saw how much she put into it, and uh-huh. I knew what time it was in the sense of us creating our own stories. Because again, Rush, we started this Frog Trap thing so we could do this.
Yes, sir.
And that's what hit me. It was like, oh, now it's time. Mm-hmm. And the level that we previously worked at, it was pretty great for an indie level. But mm-hmm. this time, Rush, we went major. This time we had a full camera, lighting, and grip package from PC&E, mm-hmm. which is a rental house mm-hmm. in Atlanta, who uh-huh. rents to Marvel.
Yeah, I know what it's at. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting everybody. So that's pretty big. And they sponsored mm-hmm. the full package. Also, we had a sponsorship from Atelier Prop House for our mm-hmm. art and props. Mm-hmm. And these are things that, Russ, when it comes to budget, it throws a lot off your shoulders. I won't put a number on it, but man, we were blessed. And mm-hmm. to see it come together with our crew, mm-hmm. which again is a community of our family, people who we've created with over the past few years, past 5-6 years, to have them work collectively after we've come along individually and watch all the synergy come together, to see people and hear people speak to the energy that they felt while they're on our sets, it's just overwhelming, man. I can divulge how much, but then it would go on and on because we get it from every side when it comes to people appreciating it and being grateful. And in turn, we are openly grateful. So
yes.
To be able to produce this level of film, even though in short form, and to know that we have a proven concept that we can now take into other worlds and other offices and present to the people who we want to present to, and just to see what the response is, but yes. to know we have something solid, yes. especially about a black girl tween adventurer with a, I won't mention what the mermaid actually is, but they nope. discovers a mermaid. Mm-hmm. And we really see this. We don't, like, a lot of times as filmmakers, especially independent filmmakers, we get criticized for the quality of our work, mm-hmm. being in the visual or the sound, especially in the story. We don't always have complete stories, mm-hmm. but there is a mighty feat and getting it done and getting what you want and not necessarily what you need, because that's filmmaking and that's exactly what we did, right? So that was the process. Getting in it, like really getting into the nooks and crannies to find out what this story is and where this story aligns with, where the intersectionality is between whether it's climate justice or racial justice. All these things are a factor and all these things are something that we had to swim through. To your point about swimming, no, black people swim. We swim hard and we walk light. And that Absolutely. Was our slogan for the whole film. So it's funny that you said that.
Yeah.
But it was a matter of getting through those moments with all of our crew, our lovely DP James Fraser. James, if you watch this, I love you, bro. And them pounding that story out, us pounding out the vision. And then now me in post-production looking at the footage like, my God, we did this.
Yes.
And knowing that, I just give another sponsorship that we're looking at is Moonhouse Studios.
Moonshine.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Moonshine. I'm sorry, Moonshine. Moonshine, you can Google them. They do everything. So we are more than honored to have a confirmation from them mm-hmm. that they'll assist us with this project too.
We come on here talking about Poncho. First time I got to meet Ebony, you know, doing her thing. But, you know, she's being, it's kind of great because she's being shouted out by a power that's bigger than me, Variety Magazine, Entertainment, Los right. Angeles
Thank
based.
You. I appreciate
you know, Poncho's
you.
Gonna be at Pratt Pullman District, that menu. You know, I just shouted out some of the menus, just let y'all know. Whenever he knows, last time he came on the show, I printed out his menu. He know how I do Fry Trap. I be talking about that menu. Now, you had something about, we're going to close this out real short. You saying about, when do you expect to see Rashawn homemade pies on the menu? Look here, bro.
Man, it's a trap now. We want to hustle with you. You know, we want to support man, look, every man. Issue.
Did
and
you say,
Ebony
said genius, 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 okay? Three geniuses going to get together, going to make that happen, all right? That's all I'm saying, brother. She said genius, genius. She just left out this genius. Three G's gonna get together, baby. We're gonna make this happen. Okay?
No, seriously. I love you, Russell, because the way that you posture this money making conversation and just the way that you speak to how to traverse life in entrepreneurship, and you uncover it all and you speak directly to the points and the places that people a lot of times just simply overlook or simply overthink.
Yes.
So I think the more that we not necessarily simplify, because it's not a simple process. Business and entrepreneurship is hard until you understand the game and the lay of the land and what factors mean what. I will say that punch, I didn't not doing it because, again, I'm the best chef, but I do understand how to make customers' experiences great. And that's what I want to do through fries. And that's what we want to do through fries and film. So, and pies. So let's get those pies, bro. Let's get those pies.
I love it, man. Look, I won't hold you anymore. Thank you both. Ebony, thank you for coming into my world. And Brandon, you always going to be in my world because you're my little brother, okay? I'm going to treat you right.
I feel the same, and I'm definitely coming by to see you. I just want to thank everybody, especially Samantha and Tristan for bringing us back.
And what we're going to do is, when y'all come, Ebony, come with him, okay? So I'm going to make some desserts and everything so we can have fun, okay? I'm going to make some of my homemade ice cream for y'all, too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm excited.
All right. Thank you all for coming on Money Making Conversations, okay?
Thank you.
If you want to see or hear any of my interviews, please go to moneymakingconversation.com. I'm Rashawn McDonald. I am your host.